At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Come on. Michael, are you ready?
I'm ready.
I'm ready. The people are ready. Let's go. Welcome to Lifeblood Engage. This is George G. Our guest today is the powerful Michael Teep. He is a training consultant. He is the co-founder of Teep Training International. He's a speaker and a coach. Again, I'm excited to have you on. Mike, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Thanks for having me, George. Yeah. As you can tell, I reign from Great Britain. I'm an East London boy, but don't let that fool you. I live and breathe in America. I've got an American wife, two little kids with American accents, and I live on the I live on the shoreline in New England. So been here many years, since 2007, and you know, I've been doing this work, out running my own training company now since 2010. So it's been a while, and you know, we offer training. That's what we do. We offer training solutions for corporations. But I definitely feel that that's not just what we do. We're not just giving people, we're not just selling people training courses, specific training courses off the shelf. We're looking to partner with organizations. We help them with their challenges, their people challenges, what their people potential could be. What gaps are they looking to fill? So my why, my mission, if you will, for Teep Training International is to facilitate the unlocking of organizations' people potential. Yeah, so that's helping them to achieve their priorities, not just people potential broadly, but what are we trying to achieve here and the potential surrounding that, unlocking that piece. And if I'm honest, you know, I get my kicks. As it, well, why do I do what I do? I love that Oprah Winfrey aha moment in the training course. So I love it when an individual is like, oh, I didn't realize I can do this. And they make that connection between the subject we're talking about, the practical reality for them, and they start just doing it. They just start enjoying it. And many people I've continued the conversation. So there's an individual level of why I do what I do to help them specifically. And then there's the organization level as well.
I love it. So Do your kids, you said they have American accents, do they have like heavy Boston accents? Because that would be amazing if you're sitting at like breakfast and you've got your British accent and you've got these tiny Bostonians.
Well, yeah, I hate to say no, they don't have a heavy accent. We're in that bit in between, the vanilla-y kind of accent, if you could call it that in New England. What I love is when my daughter Emily sits there, and if she doesn't agree with me, she switches to an English accent. So if I ask her to do something, she doesn't want to do it. She'll say, I don't think so, Daddy. You know, so it's she has a capability of using both.
Nice.
In the right context.
So, yeah, love it. All right. So I imagine that there's an enormous scope of different ways that you're helping organizations and helping their employees to unlock and access their potential. What is sort of top of mind for you right now?
I mean, it's no guessing game. It's they call it the return to work. After the summer, what's going to happen in the fall? How many people are going back to an office experience? Who's still staying at home, creating this massive hybrid environment? So for me, what stood out, talking with my clients, you know, keeping watching, reading all the material, is, you know, what we need to do is help leaders. What I need to do is help leaders make that successful. Yeah. Lead the return to work, for want, if you will, for a better catchphrase there. And, you know, that would mean inspiring, you know, using all these great engaging buzzwords, right? You've got to engage people. You've got to inspire them. But you also got to allow them to be creative. you want to put them in a forward state, a curious state about other colleagues on the team, whether it's virtually or they are actually sitting next to each other in the office now. They're going to have a blend of that. Most of my clients have a global blend of that as well. So, you know, different countries are experiencing different rates of infection with the pandemic. So how do we keep them in that forward state? And what frustrates me is the news. I'll be honest, it's the news is like, oh, don't muck this up. You know, come back to organizations, be careful. You don't want to lose your talent. You've got to get this right. It's putting unnecessary pressure. It's pushing people in an away state, and like a fear state. Oh, they're almost second guessing every action because they don't want to make the wrong action, rather than helping people to say, okay, what's working for us? How have we been winning during the pandemic? What's really gone well? And there are many, many things that have, but you have to have that conversation. Yeah. And I want to help those leaders, and I am helping those leaders get into that forward state, that curious state, that, you know, engaging with people on a human level, regardless whether it's over the screen like we are now or sitting next to each other in an office space. So that's what's on my mind.
Yeah, no, I think that is, it's a very, very news media thing to do to try to scare people and to kind of put pressure on people, and it's not serving anybody. No. And I like the idea about helping them to be creative in the way that this is going to work and to engage. Because I imagine that some people 100% want to be back at the office full time, and then the other side of the spectrum, they don't want to be in the office ever again. And then somewhere in the middle, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah. It's personal choice, you know, and it's funny. I mean, I was known for in-person training. I would fly all over America. I really enjoyed that, getting up in front of however many people it was, getting them moving, getting talking to each other, and all of a sudden it stopped. And I remember I was in Dallas the week before, I think the last week of February, just before it all closed down. And having that moment, and then it goes to nothing, zero for a couple of months, and now it's 100% virtual. So, you know, those people, I'm surprised, actually. I thought I would want to get back on that plane and go and have that experience, but I've made such a connection virtually now. I'm training in many different time zones now because we're doing it virtually. I'm spending more time with my kids, but I'm working more talking like we are now. So I've changed my mindset, and I wonder how many people need to reflect on that and think, do I really want to go back? Do I really need to? If you can still, because adult connection is going to be made, whether it's virtual or whether it's sitting next to each other. You know, you can lean across a cubicle and say, hey, have you got a minute? Or you can actually lean in and use the tools to quickly connect with someone. Hey, you got time for a quick chat? And then you've got the choice. You can see someone. Or you could just do on audio if you're in your Netflix clothes and you don't want to be seen, you know, all that wonderful stuff. Yeah. Yeah. It's things to think about, right?
It is. And it's, I think it kind of speaks to our capacity and potentially our reticence about learning, right? It's like, okay, you know, a year and a half ago, the thought about using like FaceTime on my phone was, mm-hmm. was sort of preposterous. And now, to your point, we are very, very comfortable with having virtual conversations. So I've learned and I've recognized that this is a real thing. It is possible. So it's figuring out what I want to do and then what I need to do. Is that sort of that strikes me as kind of a key balance for an organization's leadership and then for everybody?
Yeah, I mean, it's take a step back and look at, there's a couple of things. And my recommendation for any organization and leaders is to stop listening to the news for a start and start looking at who you've got in front of you. Mm. We've had this fear mongering is got worse and worse over the last 8 years, really, if not beyond that. And let's connect with our people. So what they need to do is first of all, focus on why. What are we doing well? And some companies that I've been working with, my clients, did that really well in the beginning. They were like, look, we are not going to achieve our 30% growth. It's not going to happen. No one's going to restaurants. So we're not going to be able to help restaurants with cash flow because it doesn't exist. Okay. what do we need to do to get our house in order? Because we know with our forward state, you know, our intent and purpose and forward thinking and growth mindset really is the word, is we know at some point we're going to come back. So what can we do now that we've always wanted to do, but we haven't been able to because we were too busy chasing the money? And that could be efficiency, getting the right partnerships, everything set up. I've done it for myself, right? I've stopped running around the country doing all this facilitation.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
And I've spent time thinking, well, what's my virtual presence? I didn't have one because I was too busy enjoying the moment. And now I've stopped and taken stock. So they need to focus on purpose. Then they think, okay, how do I achieve that? Yeah. How do I actively achieve that? And one way of achieving it is to think, well, what communication style is needed to help my people understand the focus we need to have very clearly? Clear it down. And a lot of it is around David Rock's work, actually, the Neuro-Linguistic Institute, around the SCARF model, making people feel comfortable so they can focus. Can you get people in an adaptive, calm mindset? And you can do that by being very clear about what our purpose is. How they get there, they need to be curious about, but they need to be clear about that first. And certainty around what they can control, making that available to them, individuals. They can control their hours, for example. They, you know, small things, because that gives them the calm to access the purpose. So they need to focus on purpose. They need to focus on designing their communication approach. What do they think is going to help activate that curiosity, that forward state? And then lastly, they need to execute it. Because it's great to talk about focus on a call. It's great to say, oh, well, I'm going to do this. But if you don't do anything, what's the point? So the third point for me is execution, and that's around communicating in a consistent way, then reflecting on it, getting some feedback. Is it working? Do I need to change that? And then when it works, turn it into rituals. Like spending 30 seconds with all of your individuals, at least a touch point somehow every day, becomes a ritual. Doesn't take very long. Even having a 5-minute conversation with your immediate team doesn't take very long, but it becomes a consistent ritual that they can expect. It creates calm, an opportunity to talk, and then they can focus. So yeah, focus, work on the approach, and then work on executing well and reflecting and refining. So that's how I would recommend approaching the end of the summer, because we don't know what's going to happen, do we? I mean,
we do not.
You know, that's the thing. We have no idea.
I love it. So you're working with large organizations, and I'm confident mm-hmm. that the majority have large office buildings, and they signed leases or bought these buildings because their people were occupying them. And I imagine these are really hard thoughts and decisions that they're making of wanting them back in or not. How do you coach people in making those kinds of thoughts, making those kinds of decisions?
It's a good question, right? It's are my assets? Can I use my assets in another way? Mm-hmm. I've got 3 floors downtown Boston. I'm thinking of one client in particular, huge floors that look out across the harbor. And I think I want to say there was about 300 people there all like, you know, concertinaed in. It was a great environment. It was a fun environment. They even had a slide going from one floor into the kitchen. Don't recommend it if you're wearing slippery jeans, because anyway, it's another story. But I did go, I did use the slide. It didn't end well in the middle of everyone in the cafeteria. So going back to that, it's like, well, how can I use that asset? So I try and facilitate when I'm coaching leaders. I'm like, well, what is possible? What do you think could happen? Well, maybe 50%. What would 50% look like? Can you do something else with the space? And I'm curious, you know, what could you just get rid of it? You know, I'm asking all of these things to start to get them in an innovative area about how do I fix the problem? What's weighing me down is the problem of minions, and, you know, it's an expense. But then, because if you don't deal with that first, you're going to make decisions that affect your people in a negative way. So you'll make a decision to force everyone back to work because you don't want to waste your asset because you've got a 5-year lease. Yeah, we all know how that's going to end.
Right.
Very uncomfortable and, you know, lots of mask wearing and what have you. So, you know, we've got to give people choice. And that really is not, you know, you've got to give people choice and make sure that they are feeling comfortable. You can't do that if you're worrying about a big asset. So work on the asset challenge, then help them with giving people options. What can they control? How much autonomy can they have? So that's really how I've been doing it.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. I mean, obviously it's hopefully a really unprecedented time, and how we manage through it. And I mean, going back to that whole thing of don't screw this up, don't make bad decisions long term. I mean, the building's going to be there whether or not the people are inside of it or not. And you can sort of, that's a whole nother issue, I suppose. But allowing people the autonomy and letting them know, hey, I want you, we as a leadership team, want you to have the autonomy to be able to work this out. And we need, really crave your feedback and your input for helping us move forward.
Yeah, I mean, I think that one of the things that we've been focusing on is helping people find their purpose and managing their time well, prioritizing, understanding the day. You can control the day, so why not look at that? You know, where's your best time of day? Everything through to, am I using email as my to-do list? Because that's hiding to nothing, really. It's nothing but everybody else's priorities. So how are you winning at home? So there's three things during the pandemic that we've been coaching leaders on and talking to across the board about. Is when you start a meeting, is how are you doing? Asking someone how they're doing, and ask them how are they winning. And thirdly, what support do you need? What help do you need right now? It's not like, how can I help you? It's moving, how can I help you, is putting the emphasis on the other, more stress on the other person. It's asking them, what do you need help with now? And saying, I'm here. It's not like, oh, I'm happy to talk about it. When you've heard those replies, I'm happy to discuss this face to face, when you know that person isn't. It's right. Stepping into their reality a little bit. So those three things, helping people prioritize where their potential is. It's amazing what you can do in 20 minutes. You can do more in 20 minutes than you can an hour. I say this all the time. If you're focused, yeah, you can just get it done and you can focus on what you need to get done and broken it down in the right way. Helping them help themselves from all the distractions that we have out there.
Yeah, I think that's such an important thing, is that if you are fully engaged in the amount of time that you have dedicated to the task, you can get an immense amount of connection done, no matter what the medium is, and work done if you are really committed to it. Versus if my thought process is, how in the world am I going to connect with, you know, 30 people today? Well, if you don't go about it in a very, very, in the way that you just described, then it will be a total waste of time. But if you are organized and you have these rituals in place, which is what you've been talking about, then it'll be wildly effective.
Yeah, it's enabling, it's getting out of the way, because people will still communicate regardless of the medium, whether it's, and I've found that through learning virtually. There are ways to get people to focus on what we're doing right now. You know, turning off the presentation the leader's got, going into this gallery view, pointing at people, talking about people by name, and all of these wonderful tips just create that. It doesn't matter that you're not in the office.
Right.
And if you layer that in with a focus on, I want to be productive this morning because I do have to go and collect my, which I do have to do, collect my son at lunchtime today. You know, that's going to be an hour out of my day. So yeah, so that's, you know.
I love it.
That's what we're helping people with.
Well, Michael, the people are ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
All right. Well, it's definitely to be more productive. I would recommend, my tip really is how you close out your day, you know? So how do we be more productive is making sure we give things endings and beginnings. And we're at home, we're working virtually, we turn around, and all of a sudden we've got the laundry and the kids just outside that door. If you're lucky enough to have a door,
right.
between you and the other world. So my biggest tip is do a close off ritual, close everything down, switch the lights off, got light behind me, switch off your computer, close down things and leave that space. Okay. Also, to stop people worrying about their work overnight, recommend a closing list. And a closing list is not a to-do list. It's what's the five things I must do tomorrow morning, regardless of anything else. And it's a commitment. I got to do those five things first. Yeah. If something urgent comes up, you can take one thing off the list for sure. But you have to take one off to put it on. So you're only ever dealing with five. And the last thing is rituals. You know, I ask people all the time, what do you do to wind down? And they're like, oh, I take the dog for a walk. I go for a read. I go out and walk around the house. And that's great, but making it consistent so you do it all the time. So making sure we take the dog for a walk, changing your clothes physically is another ritual, into your Netflix clothes, as one of my colleagues said to me when he was doing a training session. I thought that was fantastic. And change your clothes, but make sure you're doing something to disconnect. That only needs to take 5 minutes. That's all it needs to take. But it's the difference between dragging your work into your personal life, and the other end is dragging your personal life into your how effective you are when you have to be on at work.
Well, I think that is great stuff. That definitely gets a come on.
Come on.
Michael, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you? How can people engage with you?
You can learn about me actually on Google. If you type in my last name, Teape, T-E-A-P-E, I'm the first thing that comes up. It's a very rare last name, very lucky for me. If you want to connect with me, reach out on LinkedIn. I'm there, Teape Training is there, or my website, teaptraininginternational.com. And, you know, if I leave something useful for your listeners, that would be my freebie, which you can get on LinkedIn. It's in my About section. There's a link in there. And it's all about the 7 best facilitation tips online. So all the in-depth way of communicating to make what we've been talking about happen as we come into the fall.
Love it. Well, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Mike your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Enter Teape, T-E-A-P-E, into your favorite search engine, Google. He will come right up. Go to teaptraininginternational.com and find him on LinkedIn and get that free download about the 7 best facilitation tips. Thanks again, Michael.
Thanks for having me. Take care.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight. We are all in this together.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.